שלום, שלום לכולם. אנחנו מאוד שמחים ומתרגשים להיות כאן. נשמח אם
אפשר. Hello everyone. We're extremely excited to be here. We'll happy. We'll be excited to see on the screen here all the friends watching with us. Can we see them? Okay, I guess it's Zohar. I guess you're in charge of that screen. If we can see the picture of all the friends. We're very excited to be here. There are about 150 friends connected with us. I hope we'll be able to see them in a minute. There you go. We see everyone's faces. We're very excited about this meeting with the students of KBU. Zohar, maybe you want to say a few words?
I would love to say a few words. Oops, I guess I'm going to hear the Hebrew back from you. Not going to be good, so I'll mute myself here. That'll help. Hopefully that'll, because we're getting the feedback from the Hebrew, that'll be not good for our students. So, let's fix this technology before we go into our, I'm still hearing Paul in Hebrew right now. Is everyone hearing the Hebrew in the background? Add your heads?
Yes.
Yes, everyone is. So everyone still hears Hebrew. No, we fixed it. Good. All right. So we are so excited to be here together. It's a special, special occasion for us in KBU. It's a historical event. Right here, I'm seeing on my screen over 160 students, and they're coming in every second more and more. So we're going to see them coming in. These are the students that have been studying with us on the virtual platform, KBU, Kabbalah in English. Some of them are brand new. They've been here only for a few weeks, and some of them have been here for, as much as 2-3 years even. And they're making up this community that is called the graduate environment of KBU. We have with us in the studio right now, if I could find the studio on my screen, I'm looking for it. I know that it was there a second ago, but there's so many pictures on the screen, it's so hard to see. I wish we could set it up for Rav to be able to see all the screens here, because there's like screen after screen after screen of friends, and it's beautiful. But in the studio, we have the head of our English department, the head of KBU, the founding director of KBU, Gilad Shir, also one of our instructors in the graduate environment, and we're very happy to have him here with us. It's been a great instrumental force behind this organization, this great project. We also have, if I could see the picture, it would be very helpful. I don't see Shidur. I don't see the studio on my screen. Are they still with us?
Yeah, they're there. Shidur BB.
Okay, but Shidur BB is just showing the picture of all this, of you, right?
Yeah.
So, Gilad, I don't know who else is with you in this there, except for the greatest Kabbalist of our generation. We have the Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman, our teacher, our guide, who has been guiding us for many, many years, the head of our organization, our teacher, and he's going to be here. And hopefully, you'll get the great feeling that we have towards our teacher. Get to ask him some questions. Get to know him a little bit, and especially in this special time as we're just before the big event of the year, the big convention, the annual convention, where all of the students from all around the world are going to be gathering in Israel at once and connecting, and you'll be connected. Many of you wanted to let our teacher know that we're going to have close to 40 students from this platform here coming to Israel to be with us physically in the Congress. And many, many more are going to be connecting to us virtually. We're going to make sure that the graduate environment is connected throughout the whole convention, live, with connection, with being the ability to watch everything, participate, workshop, and do everything that is possible throughout the days of the convention. Gil, I'd like to pass the microphone to you. Maybe you can introduce what's going on and welcome, welcome everyone.
Okay.
אוקיי, אז אנחנו נתחיל, נקרא קטע ונעבור לשאלות ותשובות.
מה שאתם תרצו, אני יכול להשתתף בכל דבר. Read or go to Q&A?
Yeah, whatever you want, I'll participate in everything. I want to greet all those new students. I'm happy to see so many. And that they want it and that they're interested in it. I thank them for coming to the lesson. I'm with you. Please, whatever you want, as much as I can, I will be happy to give you. Please.
Okay, so we'll read the first excerpt and then we're going to go to Q&A. This is from the article, Make Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend. Those people who agreed to unite into one group, to work in love of friends, and because each one of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their opinions so they would receive the strength of love of friends. Because it's known, as our sages said, the way their faces are not similar, so their opinions are not similar. Hence, those who agreed between them to unite in one group understood that there is not such great distance between their opinions, since they understand the need for the work in love of others. Hence, each one would be able to make concessions for the other, and around that, they'll be able to unite.
Yeah, we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah that in the beginning, all of creation started from an organism, the structure, one structure, one desire, which then started to divide. And that one desire was called Adam, because by being one, it was Dome, like Adam, Dome, similar. Adam comes from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. Afterwards, in order to give to this structure called Adam a feeling of where it is with respect to the upper force, that structure shattered into myriad pieces. And that's how our ego was formed, where each part is in contradiction with the other parts. And that's how we developed. And now, today, we, specifically today, we feel how much our egoistic desire interferes in our good life. Over the years, we've been through so many changes, so many states, but in truth, we haven't obtained anything good. We've only obtained and grasped how much our development has been wrong and with mistakes. It only brought us into more and more troubles. And that's how we've gotten thus far. And today, you could say that we are in the worst state ever, because we have this huge threat of weapons, which we developed with our egos. We're in a situation where we cannot speak to one another. We're so selfish that it's hard for us to connect, even in couples, in families, in the most natural thing that's always been there. Children leave their parents. Parents can't get along with themselves. People within themselves are constantly splitting and have this internal conflict. And these are all signs that our egos have come to the end. They've grown to the point where we understand that we can't build with them, not families, not be at peace with ourselves, with our children, with society, or close by, or with the general society. And our whole lives are in quarrels, in all kinds of ways of quarreling with one another. And specifically at this time, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed. In truth, it was revealed almost 6,000 years ago with humanity. But today, we feel in it a need, so that through it, we can come to some connection, to an agreement, to nearing, to closeness, to feel and help one another instead of fighting one another. so we can connect with one another. And then our lives will be different. Of course, now we also understand that if we unite, our lives will be much better, much safer, calmer, happier, and healthier. Nature, too, shows us how much we can't go on living this way because we are spoiling nature physically, internally, mentally, emotionally, etc. And that's why we have no choice. The wisdom of Kabbalah spoke about this 6,000 years ago, and it was aiming for our time. And therefore, it's no wonder that today many people are getting a desire to learn this wisdom and understand how we can use it to improve our lives, to know why we live, what's the meaning of our lives. And let's hope that you too will discover it and see how it is all intended to give to people a possibility to rise to the degree of nature, attainment, and understanding, and feeling that they are at the center of reality, that all of reality, the whole world, was created only for Him. I wish this for you. It is a very special revelation that you will feel that you are living an eternal, complete life beyond time and motion, beyond and above all of reality. So we will advance toward it in our lesson, and I hope you will feel it. And please ask according to this. Please, by all means. Yes, Gilad.
Okay, so we can go to questions. If you want to ask questions, then just like you're used to doing it in the lesson, turn on your mic and ask. There's questions in the chat. Okay. And anyone who wants to ask live is welcome to do so. Okay, so
we have a question here from our friend. You want to go ahead?
Lynn? Yes. Shalom, Dr. Lightman. I have a question from your book, Kabbalah Experience, about disturbances, personal disturbances. It is said we are to relate to any disturbance that we feel as a sign from above, indicating which attribute is next in line to be corrected. Our Women's 10 was discussing this. Sometimes we cannot understand what the message is. How can we be more efficient in hearing the specific message?
Well, first of all, thank you for the question. Look, we don't quite understand where our questions arise or our inclinations, because they all stem from our sum total participation in the general kli, general vessel. We are all connected into one soul called Adam. Adam comes from the Hebrew word domeh, similar to the Creator. This is the final form that this system should acquire, similarity to the Creator. So from there, every single personal state derives, all the processes we go through, they all derive from that general soul, from Adam. So I can't quite say ever, really, why things happen, because for this, we have to know the general system of the entire system, all the souls together. And that's not our situation yet. We will get to it, though. But at least we need to know that whatever I'm getting from that system. And I have to bring myself to a situation where I'm always in balance, in harmony with that system, so that within that system, I am as much as possible an integral part of it. And I work for the benefit of the general system. I bestow upon it favorably toward its spiritual state. In other words, in order to bring about connection among all the specific individual souls within the system, so that in the end, the system, as a reaction, as a response to me, brings me a new state. With respect to what I'm giving to it, I get a reaction from the system, a new state. What reaction? More and more possibilities appear to me. Possibilities to correct the system, to bring its parts and pieces even closer together in love, connection, mutuality, into uniform activities. If I relate to the system in this way, then I have the patience and the ability to constantly improve it and do good towards it. That's what I need to know for now. Afterwards, in our group work, we will begin to do exercises that help us feel what is happening with the whole system. I will see it like in a mirror reflecting. Through the group, I'll see what's happening in the system. So we'll do these practical works. But for now, that's the situation. Whatever I'm getting each time, I accept it as something that's still out of order in the system, and it means I need to participate more, and that way put it back into order. Yes, please.
Anyone who wants to ask questions, sorry, if anyone is ready, go ahead. You can also click the hand button on Zoom so we can see who is ready to ask.
Yes, Natalie.
Natalie, you're going to ask a question now. Let's do this. Those of you who want to ask a question, there's a little function that says hand up. So after Natalie, whoever wants to ask a question, just put your hand up and that we'll choose you that way, okay? So Natalie, go ahead.
Thank you. Question about bestowal and spirituality. Will we be getting positive or negative force from the Creator and passing it to other parts of the soul, depending on whether they need an addition to right or left line to keep the system of Adam in balance? Thank you.
I always get from the Creator a thrust. Push forward. It's always forward toward greater integration of the general kli of all the souls together. The question is, did I prepare myself to accept this invitation to connect with everyone even more, favorably or unfavorably connect to them? It all depends on my preparation. But whatever the case may be, whether I feel bad because of it or good because of it, do I feel it as a burden or do I feel it as something present, pleasant, and it's a pleasant invitation? It doesn't matter. But ideally, I should accept it and adapt myself, adjust myself to the invitation, to greater connection, to greater merger in the group that all in all wants to build of itself a kli, a vessel that is united. And therefore, for the time being, we don't really understand why we sometimes feel the invitation for connection, and it's always only invitations to connect. All the people, even the farthest from this awareness, are always sent only invitations to connect. And it depends on their preparation. Either they feel this invitation as good or as bad. So here is where we need to build the group that will always hold us, keep us, and will always give us a possibility to advance toward more connection in a good and a favorable way. That's really the whole wisdom of connection. And if we react this way and work this way, will always be happy. We will always advance from good to better to even better and so on. And that way, our way will be good if we choose to advance in this way. Yes, please.
Cindy, go ahead.
Cindy.
Loroim.
We can't see you.
Cindy, can you ask?
Olai b'masach acher.
Maybe she's on a different screen.
Okay, here I go. I'll go ahead and ask. Hi, Rav. Nice to see you. My question is, I heard your cry out to North America, and how can we ask for help? How do we overcome all that's in us to connect with you, all the anger, all the frustration, to connect with you and with others? Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes I may say unpleasant things to North Americans. It is because you've come to a very turbulent state. You are in between, you are in an election campaign, there are all kinds of struggles. You're falling under greater and greater pressures. Americans were always relaxed, and they thought only about money, and maybe financial or economic competition. But today, it's going, the pressures are multi-layered and are much more diverse these days. So I'm hoping that through the wisdom of Kabbalah, you will see how you can balance all the states that are surfacing today and that are destined to surface soon in North America. So they will help. So it will help North Americans live well, have a good life, and understand the point of balance. It's as if you're on a ship or on a boat that can't really stabilize itself. It keeps rocking under the waves. But even so, with this, we will know how to rebalance our boat so we will all feel comfortable and good. If we're not connected, then the ego of each person pulls us in different directions, and then we really are losing our minds because of these pressures. But if we unite and understand that we have the same goal and we have to sail toward it, then we can stabilize our boat and come to the right state in a safe way. That's why sometimes I'm so strict and rigid sometimes, and I speak harshly to North Americans. It's because the states you're going through and are destined to go through are not really very calm states. But if you know how to balance yourselves, how to balance the ego that's arriving from all the parties and all the people and all the movements, from the generation of the parents and the children and the grandchildren, then we will know how to put it all in order. And it's possible. The wisdom of Kabbalah puts it all in order very beautifully. So let's learn how to do it, because then our lives will be much more comfortable and calm, and we will know the meaning of life, the essence of life. We will know how to go through each period in a safe way, and why we go through it in the first place. Why nature, our ego, which burns in us, why it brings us these conflicts and problems. We can do this. We will do it together. So when I sometimes speak harshly to North Americans, please understand that it's because I want a change for the better, very much so. Yes, please.
So we have a request from our translators. When you ask a question, ask it nice and slow, okay, so that they can translate you correctly. We have next is Pri.
Boker Tav, Ra Havarim. During your lecture on the Gatehouse of Intentions, you acknowledged that the material was difficult. But you also said that we should pray for the forming light to enable us to digest and gather around that material. When we pray, make that prayer, is the prayer actually for us to have a more solid connection with the 10 so the entire 10 makes that connection? Or should it be for ourselves? Toda, Rob.
No,
for ourselves doesn't work on the nature, the system of nature. Nature is one, and it's an integral. So if we want to be happy, to have a good life, we need to, through some action, cause all the parts of nature to be more connected in a uniform way, in an organic way, connected with one another. And we, our problem is that in the still vegetative and animate nature, these 3 degrees, still vegetative and animate in nature, they are all connected in an integral, good way. And only man, because he is selfish, installs in that system of still vegetative and animate, which man joins because of man's ego. And through it, he ruins all of nature. He ruined the planet, and, well, we know what's happening to us. Now we're coming to a state where we are really in danger. Will we be able to maintain life on earth or not? So it is upon us, people only, to bring about a state where we are like all of nature, connected in a good, integral way with one another, despite the fact that in each of us there is a very extreme ego, very aggressive. Although we can't listen to one another, we can't unite with one another, we don't understand one another. But precisely in this method, the wisdom of Kabbalah, which talks about how we can rise above the ego, and above our egos means, it is called with faith above reason. Above it, we can unite. And that way, we will complement the still vegetative and animate nature on the speaking level, on our highest level, and we will cause our entire planet in the still, in the geological forces, physical forces, in the forces in plants and animals, in all of nature, we will bring about balance. And then we will truly see our lives, life on earth as well. We will see it as a happy life and will be able to live many years, many more than now. We see how suddenly we used to live, maybe the life expectancy was 40. Now we can live up to 80 or 90. There's no end to it. And we'll be able to live in harmony with one another without interfering with one another. On the contrary, we'll be able to bring about warmth and connection together. It all depends on treating our ego. This is what's getting in the way. So it's not a problem if we use this method correctly. We'll come to a state where we will have a good life. Yes, please. All right. So first of all, there are many, many questions, both live and on chat. The next question is from Willie Starks. Yes, please, Willie.
Willie.
Yes. Thank you, Ralph. My question is, after entering spirituality for the first time, will everyone see and feel the same thing, or will it be different based on the corrections we make? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, a very good question. When we enter spirituality, we discover the following. First of all, that there is one force, one unique and unified, and it is the same force for everyone. It's the force of the light. That's one thing. The second thing is we discover that I receive this force in a form that's specific to me from within my own personal soul. That's how I discover it. And each and every one discovers it differently, exactly the way we are seeing the world. According to the number of people, is the number of opinions and attitudes. But when we discover something, although each one discovers a single force, each one discovers it in a way, in a specific way, specific to him or her. And it's clear to us that we are seeing one source for everything. And that gives us already a certain balance, equilibrium. We begin to feel that we have one origin. Where are we coming from? And we have one goal to which we have to reach and connect around. And with this one source and one goal, we can be constantly connected between us and with it. And we're not dependent on 1,001 instances that influence us, rather only one. And this calms a person down tremendously. This puts order into our life. And we can always ask, we can always scrutinize, always receive an answer. And it's not in words, it's in my feelings, in my thoughts. My thoughts and my feelings. And that's how we begin to be connected with a single force that is revealed. That's what's revealed the first time you meet and reveal the Creator. Go ahead.
Francine?
Yes, hello. Rav, it's an honor. My question pertains to the story of Catch the Thief, as well as the Sitra Akra. And my question is, I'm very reluctant to bestow to any human that I think is under the influence, those influences. Can you advise me?
Don't be afraid of anything. As much as possible, you need to show a person that a good connection with others is the only correct action he can make. That's it. If we cause good connection with everyone, it will yield a good result. As long as our goal is to cause all of humanity to be as one system, as one bundle, and connected to one upper force that is good, who does good. And I want nothing except for rising above our personal ego, each and every one, and connect above our tiny individual ego of each and every one, and together in the form of mutual bestowal. That's it, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Only aspire to that.
Diego, please. Diego, go ahead and ask, please.
Hi. Shalom, Rab. There is so many questions I want to ask you. I choose this one. I do understand we go through periods of ascend and descend. I want to know how to make them shorter. It is normal to face a couple of months without any desire to connect or learn or read any single desire. Toda, Rab.
אנחנו נמצאים תחת השפעת שתי כוחות, כוח טוב וכוח רע.
We are under the influence of two forces, a good force and a bad force. That's how we call it, a good force and a bad force. Ultimately, both of these forces are working to bring us to connection between us and with the general force in nature called Boa, Creator. So what we need to do is to try to aim for that. I remember myself that I wrote to myself in this big, thick notebook, this big page notebook, my questions. And I see they have questions and questions and questions. It's never ending. After a month, I started going back through all the questions. And I saw, oh, this I already understand, and this I understand. I erased, I don't know, I crossed out a third of these questions. A month later, I repeat, I go back over the questions, I see, I didn't understand anything. Why did I cross them out? And I have to repeat them. And that was repeating itself. And it will be a permanent fixture of the path. Don't be afraid of it. The questions by themselves disappear. The questions disappear and we begin to understand things more and more. It's like in our life. A child has many questions, many things they don't understand, but he continues to live and to continue to learn about life and know them, and the questions disappear, maybe other questions replace them. Don't be afraid of that. What I want to say, nevertheless, is that the extent to which our ego disturbs us, it awakens the questions, and we can solve them only from within the connection. Because understand, the source of our life is one. And if we connect between us as much as possible to a 10, as we call it, a small group, and we want in that group to build unity, so all of us will be as one, then by that we will feel much quicker this one force in our unity, and we will understand, we'll begin to understand him. Because what we need in our development is to understand this upper force, how it manages us, what does it want from us, what can we demand of it, this communication between us and him. This is what's important to us. And the connection of humanity with the Creator, the single upper force in nature. And that's it. That's what we need. So, if we arrange between us a certain bundle, a certain group, we can use this small group, let's say a 10 people. If we connect, we build a mini model of all this huge humanity. Only 10 in place of 8 billion people. And then in it, just like in a lab, we can perform various actions, and from those actions, from those exercises, experiments that we'll have between us in connection and separation in this way and that way, to bring ourselves to various states, various modes of connection, we'll begin to see how this upper force accordingly reacts to us. Meaning, we're building a model of all of humanity, but a miniature model in a group of 10 people, and we can learn through it anything that may take place with all of humanity. We can learn how from this model, from this small group, influence the upper force, and how the upper force reacts and influences in return. And then we enter into this interaction with them. We begin to learn his language. How we converse with him. It's not a conversation in words. It's a conversation through the forms of connection between us, these forms and those forms. By that, we influence him and we feel his reaction, his response. And in this way, we reveal him. This is called the revelation of the Creator. So what's important to us is to build this model, this laboratory. And from this laboratory, we should relate to him and learn all of reality. This is very important. This is really all of the practical wisdom of Kabbalah that we have to implement.
Yes, please. Lucian, please. Lucian?
Yes, thank you. We are really grateful, Rav, for your time. I think all of us can say that we feel like we're in the king's palace. Thank you. We hope you can do this again. My question is from a dear friend who is unable to participate in the Congress. We would like to know, how can he contribute to the 10 and to the Congress itself without going because of the huge obstacles he's been given? Thank you, Rob.
There is someone who can't make it to the Congress. I think it's many of you who can't make it physically. How can you participate? First of all, thank you for coming to this meeting with me. I'm extremely happy. And it really depends on you and your organizers, Iran and Gilad. And if you want, I think they can organize such meetings frequently. I'm willing. Don't listen to them if they say that I don't want to do it and I'm busy. I'm not busy and I'm extremely willing and I wish to meet with you whenever possible. That's one thing. The second thing, a person who can't make it to the Congress, I think that just like right now, you are in such a group, although each one is watching from his place or her place, you can participate in the Congress in the same way and be together with them. And we will also bring up those screens before everyone, so everyone will know the North Americans are with us, and it will be a great joy for all of us, and we will be together. Although it's very important to participate physically, but if you are making an effort and you're with us, even in this way, virtually, it's considered a good participation and advances each and every one. So please, participate. It's possible you can go to some regional centers and participate in the Congress there. 5-10 people for a meeting, and in this way to also get to know one another. But this is not that important. The main thing is to participate. So I'm very happy that you have this opportunity, and I hope there will be good connection and we'll learn how to be together. And again, whenever you want, I'm ready to have such meetings, such lessons, as many as you want.
I just want to point out that those who can't come physically to the Congress, within the study framework of the KMU, we help them. Most of them are intense. They connect to the convention. They participate in workshops. They will be able to be with us. If you're not sure how to do it, please turn right to the usual mail in KMU, and we will help you do it just like we do it every Congress.
Besides that, you have on the ground many people with you, veterans, who are studying with me for years, Seth Brightman, Zohar Mor. I think I saw Mike Kellogg, I saw here amongst you. A warm regards, I love him dearly. more and more people.
Great. So let's go, please, to Amy. Amy, you wanted to ask?
Yes. Hi, Rav. My question is on the morning lesson. Over the last couple of days, you talked about the wicked and the righteous. And the question came up if the wicked was falling or rising up, and you said is rising is actually a good state to be. So my question is the wicked state the same as Lolishma state? How are they different or similar? And how would one know if they're in the state of Lolishma or wicked?
Rasha v'tzadik ze matzavim, kmo she'at amart gam ken, em matzavim.
Wicked and righteous, as you said, are states inside each and every one of us. Just as it's written, there's no righteous person in the land, in the entire land, that did good without first sinning. So we always have states where we fall. This is the meaning of the egoistic will to receive that is appearing in us. It must appear in us, and then we can correct it. And that's why the egoistic desire appears. We feel bad, fallen, coarse, impatient. That's a state where our ego appears. We easily get mad with everyone. We have no high spirits, where we don't see the purpose of life, the goal, and so on and so forth. And then a good period comes when we understand that it's all in order for us to advance, to rise to a better spirit. And in this way we advance. So all these states, good and bad, must go over each and every one. And this study lasts throughout our entire correction, until the end of correction, how to relate to the bad state and the good state. In the bad state, we have to lower our heads. Not to jump out. Wait for that big wave that is coming over us, like on the ocean, to pass over me. It passes, and then I rise again, I take a breath of air, and I live. And if another wave comes, then I know how to lower my head and wait under the wave until it passes. In this way we move from good to bad, from bad to good, and we understand there's no other way of doing it. It's like in electricity, in alternate current. You have plus and minus, plus and minus. And specifically in this alternation, we learn about life, and we learn how to arrange everything towards a single goal, which is connection, adhesion between us and with the upper force. This unity is the purpose of our development. We will feel how advanced we are, especially in the Congress that's ahead of us. First, we're going to have a Congress in the desert for men. It's going to be only 1,500 men who are going out to the desert and desolate place. It's going to be a study tent, another tent for sleep, another tent for meals, and we are going to be there, 1,500 men together, in order to try and connect without any connection with the world. Although you can see what is going on with us, but we will not be connected with you. We're not going to see you. It's going to be a one-way connection from us outwards. And then the big Congress in the exhibition gardens here in Israel, will have 7,000-8,000 people like you, of all kinds, of all countries. Of course, we have about 2,000 people that come from all over the world. And this is a different kind of connection. It's a different level of connection, a very great level, where what we've attained between us in the desert, between the men, we arrive, all of us, at that big congress with the other 5,000 people there, and then we connect together with women and men. And this big desire, I hope it will influence greatly the connection between us and also our connection with the force of nature, the upper force. So you can call it creator, boy. And according to our ability to identify with him, how connected we are and want to be as one, how much he is one, we'll be able to discover more of him and bestow more to him. So I'm inviting you, be with us at least in such connection, virtual. It's very important for everyone's development.
I just want to add that anyone who does decide to come to Israel, there is a group from KabU who are coming. They're connected on WhatsApp. When you come here, we will take care of you. We'll show you around. We'll take you for a tour. We'll be together. So if you're thinking about coming, you're more than welcome. And we will see to all your needs.
I think that you should say these things in English directly.
Yeah, I'm not. All right. So we'll continue. Go on to Eddie. Eddie, please.
Eddie.
Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Yes.
Yes, Eddie.
Yes, thank you. I have a question about the article, There's None Else Beside Him, in which it is said that one must seek advice as to how he can bring contentment about. And I was wondering if Dr. Lightman could elaborate on this subject. How can we bring contentment about the Creator in our daily life? Thank you.
It's really a question, because if the Creator is absolute, it's one force, there's nothing above it. In what does he depend on the lower ones? It's like the relationship between parents and kids. Kids in their behavior can ruin our mood in life, or on the contrary, give us pleasure and joy. In the same way, the Creator created the world to receive something that will be outside of it. And then its goal was to bring the world to receive to such a form which resembles the Creator. So then the created beings will be on the same level as he is. Therefore, in those actions, as much as we manage to come closer between us and come closer to him, we can bring contentment to him. And this contentment that we give him, we feel according to how close we feel him, how close or how far he is to us. And that's what's happening. What I want to say is that this process is a complicated process. It's a lengthy process because our ego is big. We need to learn how to subjugate it, how to arrange it, format it according to not will to receive that pulls and attracts everything to it, but on the contrary, the desire to bestow and to unite with everyone and to give. And this inversion that we are making with our ego is extremely complicated. It doesn't happen by us. We're not able to do it. Rather, we are only able to, through our connection with others, we're able to invite such a force from above. This is the force of the Creator, the force of unity. If we unite between us according to the laws that Kabbalists set for us on how to arrange the connection between us, then we invoke on this little group of ours such a force from above that lets us feel in the group like in a spiritual pratsuf. Various forces, various laws that begin to take place, to exist. And in this way we discover spirituality in the connection between us. We are the matter. We used to be connected between us egoistically, and gradually, thanks to the work of the upper force, we begin to be connected altruistically between us. And in this way, we learn who is the Creator. From the Creator, the connection between us, when that new good connection appears, we reveal His nature. And we come to a state of connection, of unity between us and together with Him. This is really what we learn from Der Znalas besides him.
Sylvia, please. Sylvia.
Hi, Rob. Could you give us an advice how not to be bad when we are in a descent and how not to be good, to feel good when we are in ascent? How we balance our emotion in these two states? How we balance our emotion, our feelings. Thank you, Rabbi.
You won't be able to be in balance, neither good nor bad, and in each and every state, unless you're in good connection with the group. You have to come to the group, and in the group, each one is jumping up, each one, the upper force is influencing each one in different ways. He knows in what way to influence each one towards the other. So when I'm in a group, the group brings me a certain balance in my mind, in my brain or in my heart, meaning in my mind or intellect or in my feelings. Then I know how to observe these states, how to view them and how to learn from them. These changes are good because thanks to them we can arrange ourselves, learn about ourselves. So I'm very happy to be in a group, because if I look at them and I surrender towards them and they influence me, I want to be influenced by them, because the influence from them is always to my benefit, always. Meaning, if I don't know what to do, I lower my head and I want to be under everyone, lower than everyone. Then it's certain that by that I enter a good state. And then the upper force influences me and arranges me correctly. Sometimes I also have to help others and give them the strength and set an example and hold them up. But in most cases, especially when I'm confused, tired, I don't understand much, I don't feel much, I surrender towards the society, and together with them I continue. It's like being in one small boat, all of us. Then each one, whenever is capable, he moves the boat forward, and each one works this way. But alone, I don't think it's worthwhile. It will take you dozens of years, although you are still young and pretty, I see. But it will take you many, many years to correct yourself.
Well, our time is nearly over.
But I want to say, again, if you want to have more such meetings, I'll be happy to continue them in our next meetings, already during the Congress, the Arabic Congress. I recommend to you, be with me together, think of all of you, think of this group, and we will succeed in this way. We will climb spiritually. The important thing is not to despair. It takes a long time. It's an extended period of time because our ego is big, deep, until inside all different processes mature in it. But believe me when I tell you, it's possible. And those who advance patiently succeeds.
So, we thank you very much to all of our more than 200 friends who joined us on Zoom. As we heard, we'll try to do more of these meetings. There are many, many more questions that have accumulated. We'll try to answer them. And we will also be able to continue this next time.
Yeah, we'll continue. We'll go through the Congress, and then we'll see when to meet again.
Great. So, Dr. Lightman, we really thank you for this very special meeting. The students are writing on the chat. Huge gratitude for this lesson. They're thankful for it, and they're waiting to renew the connection.
Prepare your questions. I'll be happy to answer all of them.
So thank you, everyone, and we'll end with a song.
We love you.
Come on, people, gather round.
Above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
United.
Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round.
Above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet.
Hey.
Completing the circle.
Come my way.